Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd with TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 7, Escape Temptation. Today's focus scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians 10:13, which reads, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." Every one of us has areas in which we are vulnerable to temptation, and the devil knows exactly what they are. Imagine this scenario. You are at your desk at work. You get hungry and are tempted to get a bag of cookies from the vending machine. You have an apple in your desk that could ease your hunger better, but a voice whispers, "You know you don't want that." So the movie begins. You see yourself eating the cookies. You think about how good the cookies will taste and how the sugar buzz will feel after you eat them. Without even being aware of it, all of the memories and associated feelings of eating cookies come upon you. You suddenly find yourself digging in your purse for change so that you can go get those cookies. What happened? You've just been seduced by Temptation TV. Channel 666 on your mental dial, Temptation TV is designed to put you in bondage. It broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and its programming caters to your weaknesses. For example, if a chocolate fudge cake tempts you, then Channel 666 will show you video of the most decadent, gooey chocolate fudge cake you can find. Channel 666's goal is to drag you down to the gutter. To do this, it must create desire within you so it makes its images appear even better than the real thing, but it never lives up to its advertising. Whenever you find yourself being tempted, check to see if your mind is tuned into Channel 666. What pictures are running through your head? If the pictures are those of the object that you are attempting to resist, then you are tuned into Temptation TV. When you find that you are tuned into Temptation TV, just look up. That's right, look up at the sky or the ceiling or whatever happens to be above your head. Just the simple act of looking up reminds you to focus on God. It also interrupts the pattern that you have established for tuning into Temptation TV. That pause allows you to change the channel to Channel 777, which is Truth TV. What does Channel 777 focus on? It focuses on those things that support your desire to implement God's will in your life. Those things that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, anything worthy of praise. And for reference, see Philippians 4:8. So if you find yourself on Channel 666, then look up and tune into Channel 777. Next, think or say in faith, "Lord, I am being tempted. Your word says that I am able to bear this temptation, and I believe your word. Show me the way out of this temptation right now and give me the strength to choose that path. I receive the escape and the strength right now in Jesus' name." Whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do, then do it immediately. The more you tune in to Channel 777, the weaker the signals get from Channel 666. And here is one more thing to do to escape temptation. Do not keep foods in your house that tempt you. I had a woman write me years ago about her weakness for cookie binges. She had some in her cabinet and said she was being tempted to eat them. She said that she didn't know why the Lord didn't just remove the temptation from her. Well, I am sure the Lord told her that she needed to get rid of the cookies, and that was the way He provided for her to escape. But the truth was, and I have been there, that she wanted it both ways. She wanted to keep the cookies close so that she could still eat them. She was making provision for her binges. I've written many times about the fact that I love the taste of Pepperidge Farm coconut cake and how I used to buy a cake with the intention of just eating one slice per day. But it never happened. I will always eat the whole cake in one sitting. I had to face the fact that this food is a weakness of mine. Even though it has been years since I ate a whole cake, I don't tempt myself by bringing cake into my house if others are not present. I no longer make provision for binges. See, I believe that the best way to win a fight is to avoid getting into one in the first place. So when it comes to temptation, the first step to escaping is to make sure that your food temptations are removed from your living spaces, at home and at work. But if you must face them, then tune to channel 777 and look for the escape route. God has prepared the path for you. All you have to do is take it. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.